We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio,
Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour ahead of us here. We have NBA playoffs. We got the golf. Several things on the docket. Another full baseball slate on Wednesday. So a lot going on. Speaking of that, Joe, Lakers extending here. I mean, it's 13, 66-53.
That's all right. That's okay. That's good for us.
I wanted the Pelicans to win. I mean,
they're not going to go to Zion anymore. That's good.
If we hit the SGP, I'll be all right. I'll sacrifice if we
hit right
that
there. We're right there.
You're right about that. We are right there. Next thing for you, Joe. Quickly with some of the baseball before we have to move on to a few other things. Orioles now up 11-2. I did finally get on the board with Ryan O'Hearn for Dinger Tuesday, so that was a good thing.
Good.
Marlins lead the Giants 6-3 in the eighth. So the Marlins, Joe, getting involved. The Rays have tied the Angels 3-3, and it looks like they're going to extras. In Tampa, the Jays lead the Yankees 3-1. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi, with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? This is it, baby. Locked and loaded. Playoff time in hockey.
This
the basketball.
Is it.
The bounds.
This is it.
Johnny Bounds.
What do you Johnny think? Bounds.
Johnny Bounds.
Bounds. Huh? Johnny Bounds. That's your guys.
Johnny Bounds.
So, Joe, let's start with a couple of things here. Obviously, we'll get to the Eastern Conference NBA games for Wednesday night, which will be the Sixers and the Heat, and then that Hawk Bowl game, which is just should be a fun game to get involved with. That's for sure, the Hawks and the Bulls. But we'll find a way, right, Joe? We'll do like we did yesterday with the other games. We'll put the SGPs in. For both games, and we'll try to make something work. We do have a big baseball slate to get to. The golf is at Harbortown in Hilton Head this week. Okay. I was hoping that Scotty Scheffler would maybe take the week off after a well-earned win at the Masters, but no, Joe. It's an elevated event, and Scotty's going to be there. So,
an elevated great. Event, and
elevated
Scotty's
event.
Gonna be there.
Scotty's going to be there. So that's what we have cooking there. But I wanted to start with actually the football.
The football? UFL?
Yeah. No. Are they still playing?
Yeah, they're playing. Big weekend last weekend. All over. 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 Go
over,
for the over.
Over. Go for it. Go for the over. I don't even know who's in that league anymore, to be quite honest with you.
Matt Corral's in that league.
Is he really?
Yeah.
What's he up to?
Yeah, his kid's playing well.
Man, he's playing well, trying to get himself a job, right?
It's amazing. I still don't get me involved in that. How Carolina just let him go? I understand they have Bryce Young, but you picked the kid third in the draft. He didn't even have a shot. Didn't even have a shot. No shot.
Didn't even have a shot. Didn't even have a shot. A couple of news and notes around the NFL, of course, because we actually have, like, you know, teams talking, right, Joe? We have some coaches, some quarterbacks. We got Cazell. They're at their off-season workout programs. Deshaun Watson's back to throwing full speed. That's what he said. He's back to throwing full speed after the November surgery. Everything's in full motion, Watson said on Tuesday. Fluid, good to go. Man, is he ever like going to be good for them, Joe? I'm not sure.
Probably
not sure
not.
If Watson will be good for them.
Carver, that is the crazy part. I mean, we talked about Deshaun Watson as a whole. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I am shocked about where he is in his career, and just seeing, you know, the fall from a skills standpoint right now. No?
Yeah. He has been all, not even close to the same player.
No. Here's the thing. When you have an old man that you scrape up off the street in Joe Flacco, and the guy comes in looking like Joe Montana with four 300-yard games, and you've played a year and a half in the league with the same personnel, and you can't even throw for over 288? I think that was his high. Wasn't that his high?
I believe so.
I mean, come on now. I mean, Joe Flacco chucking it all over the yard like it's a 7-on-7 schematic.
Schematic. Let's get the schematic. A 7-on-7 schematic.
I mean, it's just, that's it. He made Amari Cooper how much money? Bing, bing, bing.
He did make him a lot of money.
How about David Njoku?
Oh, tore him up in that Thursday night game. Tore him up.
150 yards in the first half. That was Joey Flacco.
Joey Flacco.
Listen, I did think his street value was like a bowl of avocados when they signed him, but obviously they struck lightning in a bottle.
And then you have all these wide receivers who didn't show up. And as I tried to say to you on Coast to Coast, I know we didn't have a lot of time for it. I mean, not every quote-unquote soft holdout is the same, right, Joe?
No.
Some aren't that big of a deal. Like, everybody makes such a big deal. And why do they do that? Because there's no news stories in football right now. There's nothing to get excited about. So you take the smallest piece of information and you try to turn it into a story for 24 hours or 36 hours or 48 hours. Like, CeeDee Lamb not being at the Cowboys voluntary workout this week just doesn't move the needle for me, Joe.
No, it's
just
not,
doesn't.
It doesn't.
You know, Sutton not being at the Denver Bronco, voluntary workout.
Isn't that amazing, though, with Courtland Sutton? I mean, Peyton tried to ship him and Judy out, and Sutton's still there, technically?
Well, he got one of them out. Right?
Well, I'll say this. With Jerry Judy, Amari Cooper, and Njoku, if Deshaun Watson can't throw for 300, get rid of him.
Get rid of him, you say? Get him out. Chopped. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here as we keep a rocket on the grid. All right, Joe. So I kind of got cut off there at the end, but obviously you agree with me on this. I mean, is this really, who cares? Like, I guess the one you maybe would want to take a little bit of look at is Justin Jefferson, right? I guess because that could become a situation that maybe bears monitoring, but, whatever.
He was training with Jamar Chase over the summer. Over the offseason, and it said that he misses playing with Burrow and him.
Yeah, but he's not playing for Cincinnati. So I know you tried. You tried.
That,
you tried this a couple months ago, Joe. It's not going to work.
Carver, he would. I guarantee you, take a pay cut to play with Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
I guarantee you, for 1 year, he ain't signing a long term deal there. No money.
No, but he would do a 1 year, like, you know, $10 million, yeah, $15 million.
But what are you giving up for 1 year of Justin Jefferson? Nowhere near what you could get from someone else for more than that.
Yeah, but you know what? I think Burrow and Chase run that organization a little bit. No?
You think they run that organization?
Well, if Burrow and Chase give their blessing, I think that, you know, it's Cincinnati. We're not talking about Dallas. I'm just saying,
right,
no.
That.
What?
Sure.
I mean, you know, Jerry makes all the calls. It's not like if Burrow and Chase went to the GM and upper management and said, hey, you know, we think that we can win with Justin Jefferson. He'll take a deal. We spoke to him. You don't think that they would try that on draft night?
Maybe.
Saw A.J. Brown shipped. No?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so, Joe. I don't think the Vikings are ready to go there with that. I really don't. They still have some time.
They don't need to
do that right away. I think you need to wait and figure out who's playing, who you get this in this draft next week, and who's going to be playing with them, and maybe you develop a.
All right, so let me ask you this:
a new connection.
Let's say they roll the dice on McCarthy. Okay.
Yeah.
You think Justin Jefferson's going to be happy with that? Especially if he's not signed to a long-term deal.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we'll have to see how it works out. You'd have to play a season with him. Right?
I don't know. I just think it's asking for trouble. You know, when you're an organization like the Vikings and you have a star player like Justin Jefferson, you sign his ass sooner rather than later. Like, what are you playing games for? No? I mean, he's clearly the best player on your team. And he's young. He's not 35 years old. He's right. Not some aging guy. He's in his prime. He's the modern day Jerry Rice and Calvin Johnson. I mean, him and Ja'Marr Chase and A.J. Brown are and CD. Those are the top guys. Tyreek. I mean, I don't know. I just don't get it.
I've seen some pie in the sky Bill fans on social media.
Oh boy, what
try to come up with trades for Justin Jefferson for to come to the Bills. Like, you know,
What is that? What are you giving up?
This year and next year's one. Next year's this year's that. Like just unloading the drafts for the next 2 years to get him. That's what they want to do. Man, this number two pick, Joe, moved even more from when we last talked about it.
Who said it?
Jane Daniels now minus 300.
I said it. Did I ever say there would be no doubt? No doubt. If
you said
Josh Harris,
Joe, this is another one. I said it.
You said it. Say it. I said it. Josh Harris, I got $6 billion cash. I pay for his $7 billion cash. You're gonna pay for the Commanders, and you're gonna roll out Drake May as your second pick. Are you kidding me? We got $7 billion cash. I went to Duke. We got cash, and we're gonna pick Drake May as our second overall pick to start the franchise out. The same Drake May that completed 44% of his passes against Clemson and got kiboshed, smashed in the face, lost by double digits. The same Drake May that couldn't beat a gutless NC State team and Dave Doran last year. But you're gonna take that guy. I want him. He's got the physical attributes. I want him. He could throw really hard and fast.
Him.
Him. Him. Him. and then all the gurus on, you know, the four-letter network and, you know, big shots. Well, I would take him number two or three overall. His feet are a mess, and we should sit his ass for 2 years, and I'm going to utilize that capital to make him the third overall pick or the second overall pick. Get real. Stop talking out of both sides of your mouth. You don't know your ass from your elbow. I said it. But they played in the league. Well, if they played in the league and you watched Drake May, what game did he step up in? Minnesota?
No.
Well, he did it against Minnesota. You know why? Because Minnesota sucked this year.
You're going to be I don't think you're going to get what you had the last 2 years with Levis and Malik Willis. I don't think you're going to get that with him. But yeah, I'm sure you'll get a few I said it moments down the road.
Look,
I think he's going to go in the top 5 or 10.
I don't think
Joe, he's not slipping past that.
Well, here's the thing. I think Washington takes Jaden. I think there's the ability for New England to trade out, and maybe that's Minnesota at 3 and they take JJ. And then who takes Drake May? You think Dable's
going to
take
Drake May? So why are we not playing this JJ McCarthy at plus 340 for the third pick? Why aren't we playing that?
All right, so then let's do it. I'll do it right now. We could do it. What else do you want to do? What do you want to pull the trigger? We're in the firing range, shooting range. Come on. What do you want to do?
Joe, of course, going to be part of all the big Sports Grid coverage next week, too, for the draft on Thursday and Friday night.
You didn't seem like you're happy. I mean, you don't seem like you're
What does that mean? What are you talking about? Ooh, here's the ones you like, Joe. This wasn't here yesterday. You know how you said you liked when you could parlay top 5 and top 10 picks? You know how you like?
Yeah.
They got that up now. That's up there now.
So now, did you call that in to your boy Adabo?
Well, we didn't discuss this yet here on this show, but yesterday I was bellyaching about the golf and that they were trying to put it with the golf away from us, at least at one place at FD. And that has now been rectified, Joe.
Okay.
So we can now go back to putting it with the golf. Whatever you want to put with the golf is back to go again. Top fives, tens, twenties, whatever you want to do. It's back.
All right.
Put it with the golf.
To be a first round pick, this is what I love. To be a first round pick. There's not that many names, though.
Yeah, but those ones, I don't think you could parlay those ones. It's the top five. Look, you see how it says to be a top five pick?
Yes, I see.
And then they have the little thing that says combine up to 3 selections into a parlay. And then they have
juicy
the same thing for top 10 when
juicy.
You can put 4 names.
That's juicy.
I feel like the top 10 we could figure something out with that. Carver and Lisi, right. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So we'll have that to play with down the road soon. I'm sure you've already put one together, but... Right? I'm sure you already got that.
Yeah.
What'd you do? 10 or 5? What'd you do?
I'm sure you put
somebody zany in the top 10, I'm sure. I'm sure you put, like, Quinyon Mitchell and Brian Thomas Jr. and
Dallas
Lotto.
Turner.
Dallas Turner's going to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
Well, Brock Bowers.
Top 5 I did for Dallas Turner. Jaden Daniels and McCarthy. 48-93. I took a shot.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, don't.
I can't.
Okay.
Turner and Bowers top 10 is plus 450 if you put the two of them together. I kind of like that.
It's not juicy enough, but...
I know. You're greedy. You need more than that. I understand.
Going to be sitting there for 5 hours. I need something.
Ooh, these are actually the ones you like, right? The ones where they give you the player and the over-under number where they get picked?
Yep.
Bo Nix, 35.5.
Over.
I mean, over, huh?
No, no, no. You see, that's why they suck you in. Meaning under the 35.5 total, under.
Like, saying, you think he's going to go late first round, right?
So, yeah, but you see, like,
it's minus 136 to the under.
It's a backwards bet because you know what I mean? You don't get it. Well, like
I understand what you mean. But the bet is he's going to get picked later than 35th. And the under is he's going to be between 1 and 35.
That's what I think so. Correct.
Well, that's what it is. That's not, you know. I understand where somebody could get confused by the situation. Brian Thomas Jr., 16.5. Tight. We're probably right around the number.
Yeah.
Byron Murphy, 16.5.
Yeah.
Probably right there, Joe. They don't mess around with these. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Cooper DeJean, 22.5. A lot of gas been getting with him. You think over. You think later.
Late first round. I think late first. I mean, he has the shot because of the return capabilities, but I would say over the 22 and a hook.
Wow, how about that? Let's start things off with Jay in Pennsylvania here tonight, Joe. Well, let's go to
What's
Jay.
Up, Jay?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys?
We're doing good, buddy. We're doing good.
Good. Thank you. Just got to get it off my chest again. Mike Carver getting that hat from Rick Harrow, about as much chance of me jumping out of my kitchen window and landing on my driveway and surviving. So it's not happening. No shot.
That's,
no shot.
That's
not
no
right.
Shot,
I believe
shot.
It. Right.
And then listen. Wait a minute. And then Harrow says, "Oh, Joe Lisi's my best friend." Oh, come on. What are we talking about here?
You know. He wasn't his best friend down in South Florida last month. I know that.
Isn't that the truth?
Was his best friend then? He wasn't.
Isn't that the truth? You know. Hey, Joe Lisi, chicken parm. It tastes so good. Right.
There you go. I love it, Jay. There you go.
I think somebody on the network, and I can't remember when, because I'm listening to it all the time because I love you guys. I love it. Was making fun of the skinny kid from Hoboken, Francis Albert, and I thought, Lisi hears this. That's got to rub him the wrong way. That's got to just be like gas on a fire that's already started. Anyhow. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
I was going to say, you cut out on me.
You cut out. So tell us what you said there again, Jay. What happened? Yeah. Tell me you cut out for a moment.
I'm sorry. I said somebody on the network, I can't remember when, they were making fun of the skinny kid from Hoboken, Francis Albert, and I thought if Lisi hears that, he's going to go ballistic. He's going to go off.
I love it.
Not the good thing to do, you know. Benny Knuckles is going to come visit you, you know.
That's it.
Yeah, listen. I took you guys' advice. Yeah. I took your guys' advice when you first, Joe wouldn't go in, but when you said Dallas, I did it at first, plus 56.75. And then when you said do it again about a week later, I did it again, I doubled down, and it was plus 6,900. Dallas.
All right. How about that?
Good for you, Jay.
I did it too.
Just have it with Georgia and some other things like the Blue Jays.
Some other things. Yeah, with a lot of other things is what you have.
Joe, I wish I still had my REIT, my real estate investment trust, like you used to know. I wish I still had that, but I always buy high and sell low. Buy high and sell low. That's my motto.
And sell higher, Jay.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wish. That's the story of my life. I love you guys in the afternoon. We got to get on some hockey, Mike, and we got to get on some hockey.
Well, it's playoff. Listen, the playoffs, here's what I can promise you, Jay. Once we have the matchup solidified, which will be probably in a day or two, we are going to be heavy in the lab for a lot of first-round plays. Just like the stuff we were talking about the NBA yesterday with series and games and series spreads and an exact. I'm going to have all that in the lab with the hockey for this weekend. We're going to put a lot of those in
great.
By the time they start. So we're going to get
great.
That cooking.
There's a couple
right.
of,
don't worry.
Great. There's a couple of chances, and I'll let you guys go. There's a couple of chances to get in late on a couple of these games, especially the Caps and the Flyers and the Leafs and the Panthers late here. So if Lisey wants to get in the lab and do a little algo and
get in the lab, Joe. Yeah, get in the lab. You got a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Get in the lab, Joe.
And the Jets and the Jets and the Kraken.
Hey,
the over. Just take the over.
Before you run away, Jay, who do you like in the golf this week? You got anybody in the golf?
Boy. The golf?
Oh, I hit a six-leg parlay on T20 last week with Oberg.
There you go.
And yeah,
that's
I was
it.
In. I'm getting sucked in like the rest of the degenerates
Vancouver. Baby.
Put it with the golf. Put it with the golf. You guys ought to copyright that trademark with a little R next to it. Put it with the golf, Carver and Lacey.
From what I'm hearing, we might have to do that around here. I'm hearing we might have to copyright that. You're absolutely right.
I'm in with it. I'm in with it. I love you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for being there. You're great.
Thanks,
thank you.
Awesome.
Thanks,
thank you, Jay.
Appreciate
always
it, Jay.
A pleasure.
I like that.
Love it.
You see,
Carver, and he's a hockey guy. I'm going to be all in on the hockey. You know that.
I know. I feel like on Friday we'll be able to do it because we'll have all the matchups on Friday. So Friday will... Each series, Joe, I'll have something, whether it's a series spread or a six or seven games or whatever it is, we'll have something for almost every series because they're going to try starting this weekend. So we'll have the hockey cooking. We just got to get it all in order and in line here over the next day or two and figure out who's playing who. There's only, I think, two or three matchups that are set in stone, Joe. So, like, the Islanders are playing Carolina. Colorado's playing Winnipeg. And there's only a couple things that we know definite for sure. And then we'll get it.
Whatever
rocking.
You need.
Tomorrow we gotta make the good. Now we gotta make a top 20 parlay tomorrow. Now for the golf. So.
Top.
Is that all right
for the golf? Yeah.
We'll get a top 20 going. We get a top 20.
Let's do it.
Put it with the golf. All right. I don't even remember where I was with you before that happened, but
top 10s in top.
No. I was giving you the draft position. They have Penix at 33.5.
I'm going under that.
That seems high. That's got to be under, right, Joe?
So he's
the under's
be the guy
minus
that
140.
They're trying to kibosh. That's it?
It
trying
seems
to kibosh
that way, right?
Michael Penix.
Seems that way with that number, no?
Yeah.
How about this Latu? They got him at 17.5.
Under.
Yeah, everybody, you know, you're right about that, Joe. The defensive ends and the edge rushers and guys like that, they always go sooner than expected.
I'll tell you what, Latu from UCLA, Phillips, remember when Miami took him, right? He panned out for the most part. He's been hot and cold, right? But you got Jared Verse that I think could be the first defensive player taken off the board, even though Dallas Turner is the best. It depends on fit. I think Jared Verse is a little bit bigger body size. So, you know, I think it was a 7-1 shot to be first player off the board, and I think he's better in run support. So,
how about that?
Break.
All right, we'll come back, Joe. Let's look at these. Let's look at these when we come back, Joe. Miami and the Sixers, Atlanta and the Bulls for Wednesday night. Carver and Lisey, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisey, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Okay, Joe. Eastern Conference play-ins will be on Wednesday night. First game is the Heat and the Sixers. We know the deal here. No Rozier for the Heat.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
He out. Embiid playing for the Sixers. This has now gotten to -5 for Philly. 208 flat is the total in this game.
I think they get smashed.
You think the Heat get smashed?
Yeah, and you know I'm a big Heat guy. I think they get absolutely smashed.
Yeah, I just don't think they're as good this year. It's just...
I don't know about the total, though. I mean, outside of Jimmy, who could we count on? To can't count on anybody. Hero's been inconsistent. Rozier was supposed to be the guy.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
No scary Terry. He's just not there.
What?
Terry just not there for them. No Rozier.
I mean, so. Rozier is the whole reason why this team was, you know, like why you thought they had a shot. No?
I like the Sixers, Joe. What do you want to play? This is a tough game. It's a total of 208. It's a tough game for props.
All right, so you know what I'll do?
What will you do?
There?
I'm listening.
You want props or you want a side?
Well, I'm taking the Sixers.
Me too, but I'm going to alt them.
Oh, you think a blowout, huh? You're going to get a...
Let's do... Here's what I think. You ready?
Yeah.
Alt spread. Let's do Philly -7.5.
What's that paying?
+126. Philly -7.5. Let's do Joel Embiid for. What do they got him here? Let's do Joel for the bounce.
Yeah, he's lazy with the boards. No thanks. Lazy. He only cares about one thing, Joe. Scoring. He's lazy.
You're telling me he's lazy with the
boards? He's not going to work the glass.
All right, so then let's take him for 35 at +230.
See, here's my problem with that. You just told me the game's going to be a blowout.
He can't parlay it.
Can't parlay what?
Can't parlay 76ers -7.5 and Joel Embiid to score 35. What's the problem here?
I don't believe you. Hold on.
All right.
Alt spread. You said what? 7.5?
Yeah. Joel Embiid for 35.
Okay, Joel Embiid for 35. Yeah, why won't they let you do that? They're both under this. Oh, they're not under the same game parlay tab. I don't think that alt spread should be on the same game parlay, no?
I don't know. It's
not listed
rules.
Here under the same game parlay.
With these rules.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, just, Joe. They've been trying to cut corners with us all over the place.
Cut corners everywhere.
Trying to do it with the golf.
It's just, all right, well, you know what?
Now it's this.
This guy owes me. You know what? He owes me. Screw Joel Embiid. I'm going Buddy Hield.
I was going to say Buddy Hield for 3 threes.
I just like him for 8.5 points at +120. You want to take him for the threes? We'll take him for the threes, too.
Three threes.
Three threes, Buddy Hield. All right, so
+220.
You can't parlay that either. I mean, like...
You can't put anything with the alt spread, Joe. The alt spread is what's killing you. That's not listed under the same game parlay tab. So you might as well just take that out. Bet it on its own.
Unbelievable. All right, here we go.
Buddy Hield for 3 threes.
Buddy Hield for the points, then, too.
If you like the threes. I mean, what's...
Well, if you like them with the points, I mean, there's points are... I mean, the points are like non-existent. 8.5? If he gets 3 threes...
Three threes is 8.5 points.
But it's another leg. His total is 7.5.
It's going to do nothing to it. Go ahead and try to put that in. See what that... With just the 3 threes. It does nothing.
Can't do that either. I don't know what's going on here.
Because it's the same thing.
Yeah, but they shouldn't lock you out.
Yeah, but the selections can't be combined because it's you're putting the same selection twice. 3 threes is over 7.5 points.
But you can't alt it, so tell me that.
No, that's the spread you're talking about. Look.
All right, I'm taking Philly. Philly and Buddy Hield. What else you want to do?
Philly -5.5?
-5.
Yeah. Let's put, if you, you think it's going to be a blowout, you think we get some Duncan Robinson burn at the end for threes?
Points or Duncan, threes?
Threes. Three threes, +240.
All right. He's made me money in the past.
He has.
Good. What else?
Maxey, 6 assists.
Sure. Why not?
+3082.
All right. Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, 6 assists. There he is.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. 30-82. Bam. There you go.
Bam. There you go, Joe. Bam.
a.m.
That's it.
All right. Now this late game is very tough.
Is this a is this a risk free or no?
I think that will be an option. I don't think it is right at this second, if you catch my drift.
I got you. So I'm putting it in anyway. But God,
we're playing them either way. The Hawks are in Chicago against the Bulls. This is down to 3. Wasn't it 4.5 the other day?
Yeah.
Or was that that was the Sixer game, right? This was always
it was 3.5. 3.5.
3.5 is what it was. The total's 222 in this game. I was saying to you, I really don't want to trust the Bulls laying points, and the Hawks are the worst team against the spread in basketball this year. I think it's just we just back Trey. Right?
All right. Trey for what, 35?
Man, that's 10-1.
I like the over there too. So I that's my play, the over. But let's take Trey for 35. Or
man,
Trey always steps up in these games.
I mean, why don't we do 30?
Fine.
Plus 340 for 30.
All right, and the over. I'm in on the over. I think this
over
is the 222. One
fine. And how about
Kobe White for the threes?
He's been good to us this year.
The Kobe.
How about 3 threes for Kobe White?
Perfect. Plus 115. Now what?
We need one more.
One more. Bounds. Let's go for the bounds.
Yeah, who's hitting the glass?
Bogdanovich.
Nah, come
six
on.
Bounds.
Stop. Stop. Don't do that to us. Bogdanovich. No.
Hunter.
No.
How about Hunter? 6 bounds.
All right. At least that's maybe doable. Maybe.
Hunter for 6 pounds. Look at that. Look at how juicy that is.
It's juicy. That made it juicy.
Hunter, Young, White, and the over.
Hunter, Young. All right, let's do this. Trey Young, 30 points. Kobe White, 3 threes. DeAndre Hunter, 6 bounds. And over 222.
Perfect.
Plus 3174.
Love it. I think it's in like Flynn.
All right, you got me.
All right, I sold you. I got a
that one wasn't too bad. We figured that one out quick. No problem there, right?
No problem. It was great. Ah, man, I got Ajita. Zigging when you should be zagging.
You are zigging when you should be zagging. Here's what you have for baseball on Wednesday, Joe, quickly. Since I know you're concerned about this. There's a lot of afternoon games. Tons of afternoon games. Including the Braves are finish up that series with the Astros, Max Fried and JP France. Braves are favored in Houston there. The Yankees are in Toronto at 3 East. Stroman and Gossman is the pitching matchup in that one. The Yankees minus 116. The Cardinals will finish their series in Oakland at the dump with Steven Matz against Blackburn. Cardinals minus 142. The Cubs will finish their series with Arizona. Wicks against Fott, minus 120 for Arizona. 9.5 there, Joe, for the afternoon game in Arizona. We like big numbers like that. Reds and Mariners, another 7.5 for them. Abbott and Miller. Royals and the White Sox. Oh, Royals and the White Sox got washed away on Tuesday night, Joe, so they're going to play 2. Or at least try to on Wednesday. The Phillies and the Rockies, you know, this series has been a dead under so far, Joe. 2 dead unders on Monday and Tuesday. Are you going to get a third dead under? An 8.5 with Feltner and Sanchez?
Probably. The series is trending under, but I can't take that with the Rockies.
They haven't scored 9 runs in the first 2 games combined.
Yeah.
They bust out on Wednesday night, Joe. How about they bust out in this game?
All right, so take it.
It's a bust-out game.
You want to take?
I don't want to alt because the games have been tight the last couple nights.
So let's take
about a Schwarber homer with the Shane Lowry top 10 at the RBC.
Yeah, why not? Put it with the golf.
That's what I'm talking about. Angels will be
in Harry English.
Angels will be in Tampa again Wednesday night. They played the long extra inning game. On Tuesday, you got Cleveland and Boston again. Hauk and Lively. That's a 9.5 at Fenway on Wednesday night. Could see runs there, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you want to do? I might take all the overs.
Just blind bet the overs, Joe. That's where we're at now. Just blind bet the overs. Him.
Everybody. Let's just take homers and overs. And if it doesn't happen on Wednesday, it certainly could happen on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. You're right about that. Certainly can. Certainly can, Joe. That's for sure. All right, so there you have that. And hockey's almost done, as we mentioned.
Can't wait for the hockey. I really.
So the Capitals got the last spot, Joe. Now, I know you didn't see how this ended, but the Flyers and the Capitals were tied at 1 late in the third period on Tuesday night. And the Flyers, you know, they needed to beat them in regulation. So the Flyers pulled the goalie with the game tied because it wouldn't have mattered to them if they went to overtime. They wouldn't have made the playoffs. So the only way they could make the playoffs is if they beat the Caps in regulation. And, of course, the Capitals ended up scoring the empty netter goal. Empty netter. So they beat them 2-1, Joe, on an empty netter.
Mm.
And that clinched a berth for the Capitals. Meanwhile, the Red Wings tied, who were hoping the Capitals lost, tied the game with 3 seconds left and then beat the Canadiens in a shootout. But unfortunately for them, it doesn't matter. Because Chop. Of that empty net goal that the Caps got.
Chop.
Wow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Joe, so now a couple of these more of these series are starting to take shape. So after all that story I told you with the Capitals, they'll play the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs. So Rangers, Caps, Islanders, Hurricanes is pretty much set in stone. In fact, Joe, I can tell you that the Bruins lost on Tuesday night. So,
did they?
Yeah. So there's a good chance it's going to be Bruins Leafs and then Panthers Lightning, which would be great. Two rivalry series, Joe.
Yeah.
In the first round. That would be a lot of fun. You love when the Lightning and the Panthers get together. That's
I'm on the Lightning. I'm back on the Lightning this year. I backed the Panthers.
After
last
the Panthers
year.
Took you to the promised land last year and won you a lot of tickets, you're going to discard them here. And you are going to go.
Now they're on everybody's radar, everybody's favorite. So if they knock off Tampa Bay, then I'm back on them. That's it. Simple. That's it. I'm back on Tampa Bay.
At least you're honest about it. You're just, this is how it is. Bang.
That's it.
You know, you ain't worried about it.
No.
Not in the least. Tomorrow, Joe, we'll give the picks for the golf, okay?
Can't wait, Carver.
At the RBC.
All week I've been looking for this.
Well, look, I know you have a few of your guys are in the field this week, so.
Could they actually step up?
That I'm not sure about. That I can't promise you. But we've got a couple guys out here. It's only an elevated event, limited field, no cut. Toasty's in the field at 400-1.
Toasty! Don't forget the Toasty!
Nice job, Joe, as always. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. See you tomorrow on the grid.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking, too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now,
It's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.